This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Tugger with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. There's been a lot of talk about fake news lately. While the problem of opinion masquerading as news went into overdrive during last year's campaign season, farmers and ranchers know it's nothing new. We've been dealing for years with talk show hosts and lifestyle publications taking aim at modern agriculture with no facts to back up their criticism. No real journalist worth his salt would include reports like that in the definition of real news, but unfortunately, in a world where a growing number of people get their news from comedy shows, many would be fooled. We've dealt with misleading stories that shout scary headlines and get the science all wrong. Many times the media has pounced on a story about one bad actor to bad talk all of us. We are used to veiled and even direct implications that something is wrong with how we produce food today. But just because we are used to it doesn't mean we have to put up with it. How do we fight back? By throwing open the farm gate and the barn door. By letting the public see what we do. By talking about the choices we make in our farms and ranches to become more efficient and sustainable. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance is helping us do that. In January, USFRA introduced the Smart Farm Program to show consumers how all types of farms and ranchers use technology to be more sustainable and productive. For those who cannot visit a farm in person, USFRA will create videos that take them on a farm tour. For example, the videos will show how farmers use indoor housing automation to keep animals comfortable and healthy. They'll show how farmers use technology to produce more food with less impact on our environment. We also need to let journalists know that we expect more from them, as well as commend them when they get the story right. They need to go back to the fundamentals, be objective and tell both sides of the story, and back up claims with facts and confirmation from two or more sources. But in this web-enabled world, anyone can have a microphone or a byline. You don't need a Pulitzer Prize or even a background in journalism for people to pay attention. That's both a challenge and an opportunity. It's up to us in agriculture to grasp the opportunity, tell our story, and fight back against fake news about food and agriculture. Reduced spending under the 2014 Farm Bill contributed greatly to the nation's deficit reduction effort. However, additional cuts to the 2018 Farm Bill would present perils on many fronts, a diverse coalition told congressional appropriations and budget leaders. In a letter, 502 different groups representing a wide range of constituents from agriculture and nutrition assistance to rural development, conservation, and local governments said additional funding cuts would hinder development and passage of the 2018 Farm Bill. At the upcoming South Beach Wine and Food Festival, a national event showcasing the talents of some of the world's most renowned chefs and culinary personalities, the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance will share a one-of-a-kind experience with event-goers. Through USFRA's new 360-degree video, which utilizes a virtual reality-style headset, booth visitors will have a chance to experience life inside an Illinois pig farm from the beaches of South Florida. This effort is part of USFRA's Smart Farm initiative aimed at bridging the gap between acceptance of everyday innovation in consumers' lives with science and technology on today's farms. The Farm and Ranch Families of Farm Bureau raised more than $1.1 million and donated a record of more than 28.8 million pounds of food to assist hungry Americans in 2016 as part of Farm Bureau's Harvest for All program. Combined, the monetary and food donations also reached a record level of the equivalent of more than 31 million meals. In addition to raising food and funds for the initiative, farmers and ranchers tallied 9,067 volunteer hours assisting local hunger groups. The California Farm Bureau took top honors for donating the most food in 2016 at 15.1 million pounds. Illinois Farm Bureau raised the most money at $978,000. Illinois Farm Bureau also tallied the most volunteer hours at 3,292. Thanks to the generosity of Nationwide, each of these state organizations received a $750 grant to donate to a local food bank of their choice or for another Harvest for All project. Second place winners were the New York Farm Bureau for food donated at 13.2 million pounds, Tennessee Farm Bureau for donated funds at $48,000, and Michigan Farm Bureau for volunteer time at 1,115 hours. Each of the second place winners received a $500 grant from Nationwide to donate to the local food bank of their choice. In addition, three state YF&R committees received $250 grants from Nationwide for most innovative programs. Those winners were Michigan, New Hampshire, and Tennessee. AFBF's Ryan Yates was quoted in a recent Washington Post article on federal regulations under the Trump administration. Yates, a director of congressional relations, discussed the postponement of the rusty-patched bumblebee endangered species listing, saying AFBF is pleased that the administration is taking a second look. He told the Post that under the Endangered Species Act, farmers in Illinois, Minnesota, and Wisconsin would face serious penalties if their normal farming practices harm the bee species. The Farm Regulatory Certainty Act, legislation to be considered by the U.S. House, would provide clarity to farmers regarding the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act by ensuring that nutrients applied to farm fields do not fall within provisions of the law. AFBF's Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, Don Parrish, explained that the legislation would prevent burdensome overregulation. He says farmers use a very scientific process to manage nutrients. This piece of legislation ensures that they are able to do that. Last Friday, the Senate confirmed Scott Pruitt as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. AFBF President Zippy Duval said Scott Pruitt's confirmation to lead the Environmental Protection Agency will bring a breath of fresh air to the post. America's farmers and ranchers look forward to working with Administrator Pruitt as he leads the EPA with a welcome level of common sense in the important job of protecting the environment. Last week, the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee passed Farm Bureau-supported legislation that would ensure both the public and Congress have increased access to federal agency communications beyond those published in the Federal Register. The Regulatory Integrity Act of 2017 would require federal regulatory agencies to maintain written, electronic, and social media information on pending regulatory actions. The bill would require federal agencies to maintain all public communications associated with guidance, policy statements, directives, rulemaking, and adjudications for a period of no less than 5 years. Veterinary feed directive got you scratching your head? Hearing conflicting explanations? What's the VFD? Doesn't matter. To sort truth from conjecture and fact from rumor, come join us at 9:30 a.m. on Friday, March 3rd at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Farm Bureau is hosting a two-hour seminar that focuses on the VFD and the veterinary-client-patient relationship. We'll take a special look at the latest rules, and you'll have the chance to ask those animal health and feed questions you can't seem to find the answers for anywhere else. The deadline has come and gone for livestock farmers to comply with the VFD, which took effect on January 1. The goal of VFD is to ensure that antibiotics medically important for humans are not used to improve feed efficiency or to promote livestock growth. VFD requires that livestock farmers establish a formal working relationship with a veterinarian. It's called a veterinary client-patient relationship. Having this relationship in place ensures that your vet knows about your farm and the livestock you raise. It also verifies that you have the same expectations about how your animals are cared for. Since the January 1 deadline has passed, livestock farmers will need written instructions from their vet in order to deliver antibiotics in feed or water. Drugs may be used only to treat, prevent, or control a disease. They cannot be used as extra label. You and your veterinarian must keep written copies of the instructions for 2 years. The vet will also give a copy to the VFD drug distributor. We'll cover these recent changes and answer questions you have about complying with the VFD. Presenting the seminar will be Dr. Matt Mettenberg, Phil Westendorf, Marketing Manager, and Jeremy Promer, Beef Specialist, both with FS Total Livestock Services. And you'll receive take-home materials covering these topics. The seminar is free, courtesy of the Macoupin County Young Farmers Committee, but advance registration is requested. Please call 217-854-2571 to reserve your place at the Veterinary Feed Directive Seminar. Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering $1,500, $1,000, and $7,500 scholarships for the upcoming 2017-2018 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office. All applicants must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 24th. Any questions can be directed to 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.